Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We all know about the power of books. They help us learn, grow, and escape into worlds beyond our own. The newly expanded More Than Words Warehouse Bookstore in Boston's South End understands that, and it's using the power of books to help young people. Radio Boston producer Paris Alston visited the store and brought us back this story.
More Than Words is a nonprofit that sells used books, but its bigger mission is to help young people who are homeless, in foster care, or involved in the court system. People like Raymond Murray, who says he found out about More Than Words from his group home.
At first, I was kind of skeptical about it, so I didn't really know what it was. Eventually, I decided to come to More Than Words, and I was rather surprised. It was my dream job because, like, all the books here, I love books.
There are tens of thousands of books here. They fill tall wooden shelves. They're used, but most of them look brand new. Big glass windows open the storefront to the street. An antique piano sits nearby, a few crates of vinyl records surrounding it. Murray is among nearly 70 young people who help run More Than Words.
All these books in one place, it's just like a wonderland. Like, it's like I could choose any book to read here if I wasn't working here. I could probably come into work and just start picking out a book, reading it, put it back on a shelf.
Pay starts at minimum wage and goes up as the workers get promoted. But it isn't just about a paycheck. This is also about personal development. On the second floor, More Than Words offers guidance about how to do a job interview, complete a driver's license application, or pursue an academic degree.
I knew that when I first started here, I didn't have no confidence in nothing. My self-esteem was very low.
For many of the young people working here, it's about becoming a better version of themselves. This is Shania King, who says working at More Than Words has helped boost her self-esteem.
I was hard on myself, but just hearing that I am a leader and stuff like that, just like not being hard on myself or just knowing your work is noticed, like you are noticed, like don't take that for granted and don't think that, you know, people are not watching you like grow and stuff like that.
Everybody who comes here is here because they want something different.
Jarrell Mays is the business training manager at More Than Words.
At the same time, we are understanding that they are probably very cautious and guarded about how different it may actually be. They may not have any faith or confidence in the model, but that's really just a lack of faith and confidence in themselves, which we, of course, trying to, you know, enhance through the program.
Customers appreciate More Than Words as well. Andy Robinson, who is perusing the shelves, says the store is a nice addition to the South End.
It's great to see a not super bougie place in the South End, just like a used bookstore kind of joint. I don't think there's a lot of that in the South End. Luxury apartment buildings, there's lots of like spinning classes and stuff, so it's nice to see more of a chill place in the neighborhood.
The founder and CEO of More Than Words is Jody Rosenbaum. She says the focus on books is an essential way the organization helps the young people who work here.
There's something really powerful about our young people seeing that they belong working with books. They are smart. They are capable. They can differentiate between whether a book goes in sociology or, you know, politics. They can decide if something's fiction or nonfiction. They can help people find books. And I think there's something really therapeutic about books.
More Than Words helped more than 200 young people last year. Jody Rosenbaum says they're on track to work with 400 people this year.
Radio Boston's Paris Alston bringing us that story about More Than Words in Boston's South End. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, Zoe Mitchell, with help from Eve Zukoff and Walter Wuthman. Tim Skog is our technical director. Thanks to Renee Marchando today, who engineered our program today. Our executive producer is Hitesh Pathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.